It's the MLB Bro Show podcast. Here's the gambler, J.R. Gamble.
You're rocking with the MLB Bro Show, where we bring you the latest and greatest in black and brown baseball players. Lock in with the gambler, D-Grub, and Crit. Let's get it. This is the rundown, baby. This is the rundown, the rundown.
5 MLB bros made the All-Star game. That's live MLB bros who deserve the fame. Marcus Semien and Judge were voted. The other three reserves, they stay fully loaded. Michael Brantley and CM Storm. Getting hits, catching rip to the break of dawn. And Mookie is the face of black baseball bro show, so they had to have him repping with the Dodgers. Soul glow, a solid high five to bring the game alive. Cause baseball might die if you keep it all white, and the swag is at your service. So we'll be in Coors Field, Denver, front row for certain. Mullins might get a bomb, Mookie might swipe one. Brantley might hose a dude cause a runner picked the right one. Black Knights light up the night in Coors Field, inspiring the Coco Brother flight, the roar deal. The rundown, baby.
It's the Black A's Report. The Black A's Report. It's the Black A's Report. The Black A's Report.
Black Ace Report, black face in sport. We got brothers dealing on the mound, erase the board. Taiwan Walker's the Mets' most valuable pitcher. With respect to DeGrom, we talking about the rhythm. When the ace is hurt, Walker and Stroman step up. Now we know exactly what a true pitching vet does. Picks up the pieces when your team can't hit. Diamond releases make the teams legit. We've never seen two melanated Mal Marauders wreck the game, Twin Towers of Karma, who saved the Mets season like, oh my God, but still can't get an all-star nod. But stuff like that, we leave it up to God, cause we know Fly Ty Walker's an ace. This year, and not for him, the Mets would be erased this year. No need to worry, no need for static. On the way out, I wanna shout out Amir Garrett. 9 relief appearances without giving up a run. Black excellence with mental grip to spit bullets from a gun in the form of a pitch that breaks bats and dips around the plate till the damage is done. Black Ace Report.
We're changing the culture, one at bat at a time. We're changing the culture, opening up your mind.
We're changing the culture, one at bat at a time. The days of the vulture, open up your eyes. Black talent in baseball's at an all-time high. Every day there's a new brother grabbing the pie. Daz Cameron to Tyron Taylor to DeMarcus Evans. Jazz Chisholm been living and sending bombs to heaven. Lamont Wade, Nick Heath, and Nick Gordon. Baseball royalty, watch the blackness pouring. Do they even want us in? Who cares? Ricky Henderson, Dave Winfield wasn't asking. Gary Sheffield, Frank Robinson, they gave no pass. The Cobra was like Yoda for the younger bashers. The skill and the will is your only master. Taylor Hearn's still on the learn. And we can't wait for T-Easy to come back and do these hitters greasy. It's not easy peasy being black on the drop. Cause analytics and BS metrics be the op. And sometimes it ain't no different than being killed by a cop. Sitting in the majors waiting for that call to pop. Chris Gittens and Lewis Brinson. Who am I missing? A ton of black knights who are bringing the wisdom. Soul Glow brothers on a mission to give the triples and doubles that we've been missing. The soul that ain't glistening. Changing the culture.
It's those classic hits with David Grubb on MLB Bros Podcast. It's those classic hits with David Grubb on MLB Bros Podcast.
What's up? I'm David Grubb and this is Classic Hits. This week I thought it was especially important to touch on one of the great and one of the forgotten heroes of black baseball, Larry Doby. If you go right on over to MLBBro.com, you can check out my feature on Doby, the second black man to play in the major leagues and the first to break the color line in the American League. This past Monday, in the afterglow of our cookouts and family gatherings, another year went by without wide recognition of the day that Larry Doby made his debut with the Cleveland Indians. Just 6 weeks after Jackie Robinson joined the Brooklyn Dodgers, Doby was pulled straight from the Newark Eagles of the Negro Leagues and into a world that wasn't ready for him any more than it was for Robinson. Jackie was older, more educated, a military veteran. Dobie was just a young man that loved to play baseball. Yet Dobie received the same anger, the same hatred, and faced the same death threats and unwelcoming teammates. Robinson's role was secured. Dobie had no position or plan for how to use a player who had been both a Negro League All-Star and champion. In his first season, he had more games played than at bats. His disappointing rookie year made him a target of those who still refused to acknowledge that blacks could play with whites. But in his second season, with a legitimate spring training under his belt and a move to the outfield, Dobie broke out. He helped the Indians win the World Series in 1948, something they haven't done since. He made the All-Star team in 7 straight seasons and led the American League in home runs in 1952 and 1954. He finished in the top 10 of the MVP voting 3 times. And he became one of only 4 players to play in both the Negro League and MLB World Series. When he retired from the game, he didn't have the revered place that Robinson did. He was still the other guy. The Indians made history again when they named Frank Robinson as the first black manager in the big leagues. Meanwhile, Dobie was a hitting coach on Robinson's bench. 2 years later, he did get his chance to lead his beloved Indians. Again, he was the second to break through, even though he lasted less than a full season in the dugout. After that, Dobie essentially faded from public view or discussion. As the mythology of Robinson grew, there was no space for Larry Dobie. It took until 1998 for him to finally be enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Though I knew Dobie's name, I didn't know his story. I didn't know he was a pallbearer at Jackie's funeral. I do know that we all owe Larry Dobie more. More respect, more attention. Maybe next year, we can do better. I'm David Grubb, and this has been Classic Hits.
What's up, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Extra Base Power here on the MLB Bro Show podcast. I'm Crit, here with you as I am every week, bringing you some of the best things that I've seen from black and brown players throughout the game of baseball this week. All right, so unfortunately, I have to start with some bad news this week. I really had to do it, but I have to get something off my chest. Because Tyron Walker was absolutely robbed of a spot in a 2021 All-Star game out in Colorado. It's ridiculous and it completely blows my mind. I don't get it. Because not only has he been one of the best pitchers in the National League this season, he's been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. He hasn't had an ERA over 3 since May 1st. That's 2 months of really strong pitching. Alright, he may have a rough start here and there, but for the most part, whenever his number is called, he's ready to go. He's going to be lights out for the Mets. And you look at the rest of his numbers, they're good too. He doesn't give up a lot of home runs. He doesn't really give up a lot of runs for that matter, but you look at his team, the New York Mets. They sit at the top of the NL East standings, and that's because of pitching. Now, Jacob DeGrom gets a lot of credit, and rightfully so, he's very good. But Walker's a big part of that, too, and he gets overlooked, and it's not fair. He doesn't get the credit he deserves. So when the league names just alternates for the All-Star game, Walker needs to be one of them. But we got our MLB Bro Rookie Report, so let's take a look at some of the bros who are newly promoted to the show and see how they're doing. Now, after a blazing hot start, was followed by an absolute slump. It appears that Akil Baddoo has found a way to right the ship and turn the season around. Now he's drawing more walks and having longer at-bats at the plate, which is a sign of maturity. Not only that, he's among the league leaders in triples, and when he gets on a base pass, look out because he has amazing speed, is an absolute threat to steal a bag. Now prior to the season, he had never played above A ball. He was in the Twins organization before the Tigers selected him in the Rule 5 draft, so his struggles were to be expected. But the most encouraging thing here out of all of this is that he's been able to make adjustments on the fly and turn it around. Next up, we have speedster Nick Gordon. The former first-round pick of the Twins was called up this season, and even though he's caught off a bit at the plate after a nice start, he's still getting on base a little bit, and when he's on base, he's always a threat to swipe a bag. Now, originally, he was a shortstop coming up through the minors, but this season, Gordon played at second base. He's even played some center field, and he can play even more positions depending on where the team needs him. Now, as he gets more at-bats, expect him to make adjustments to get more comfortable, and expect him to produce even more than he has so far. Daz Cameron, who's the Akil Baddoo's teammate, was called up from AAA a few weeks ago to make his much-anticipated season debut. Now, if you didn't know, he's a former top prospect from the Astros organization, but he was traded to the Tigers a few years ago in a Justin Verlander deal, and has been working his way up to their minor league system ever since. Now, he finally has his opportunity with the Tigers, and he's actually taking advantage of it. While he's not lighting up at the plate by any means, he's holding his own and finding a way to get on base, which is the most important part. Cameron has had several highlight plays in the field, and that's been his calling card and will continue to be his calling card for as long as he's in the league. And that's all for Extra Base Power on this week's show. Be sure to tune in next week for more. As always, I'm Kirk. Thanks for listening.
That concludes another episode of the MLB Bro Show podcast mixtape for this week. Remember, we will gladly pay you on Tuesday for an MLB Bro doubleheader today. The heart of the game lies in the diversity of the game and the spirit of black baseball that dates back to the Negro Leagues. I, the Gambler, your friendly neighborhood diamond checker, making sure that you stay on top of the game and in touch with the soul of MLB. See you next week, ladies and germs. We out of here. Drop the mic, please.
MLBBro.com, covering black and brown major leagues.